Presidenta, estoy hablando en nombre de...
Good afternoon. I speak on behalf of the Network of Afro-Descendant, Afro-Venezuelan Associations, part of the regional network of the Americas and the Caribbean, which is a platform which is made up of a number of different organizations from civil society. Yesterday, sadly, we weren't able to take the floor on the economic empowerment of the Black and Afro-descending communities, but this issue of education is linked precisely to the issue of poverty, inaudible, and lack of access to education. There are different experiences on the continent. There are about 180 million people of African descent in the continent who do not have access to education. Or sometimes, according to the most conservative figures, 50% of these 180 million are living in extreme poverty. So there are important experiences, such as Brazil, for indigenous and black people. There's also experiences of ethno-education in Colombia and universities such as the Ecuadorian Intercultural University. In Venezuela, in 2009, an Education Act was enacted and was established as a cross-cutting issue, the issue of Afro-descendants. And this gave rise to a reform of the curriculum to embody the issue of the visibilization, or raising the visibility of this sizable population in the country. It also gave rise to other reforms and the creation of training programs for diplomats and educators on Cimarrona pedagogy, because it was important for us to teach the history of the Quilombos and the Cimarrones in Venezuela. Currently in my country, in Venezuela, driven by the social movements as well as a partnership with the government, we've opened a process of research on the issue of reparation, on the issue of education now, and not